have to review. There's 1 second remaining in the game. Third down.
You know, Arians' set clock is showing it at zero. Apparently, their system is showing it at one.
On third down, deep drop, going to unload it towards the end zone, into the crowd. It's caught! J.J. Buchanan! Touchdown! A miracle at Michigan Stadium!
Yes. I don't even really know where to start. I mean, I hate this so much. It has always made me crazy. Because now, I don't know, like, this is my opinion. Often with these kind of controversies, like the Tuck rule was like this, where we end up arguing about the wrong things, not the common sense things. We end up arguing about, you know, what was the Tuck rule? Well, he pump faked earlier on the play, and then he fumbled, but that's technically not a fumble, which of mm-hmm. course it is. And we still have yet to see quarterbacks pump fake every single snap to take advantage of that, because then they would never get charged with a fumble, but we don't have that. Like, we end up arguing about the wrong things and not the common sense. And there is still a debate, and apparently there are people who defend the officials in that game. You know, even Terry McAuley, who's pretty contrarian, if that's the word, when it comes to these kind of rulings for a TV ref, he's often like very kind of calmly be like, yeah, that's wrong. You know, he gives you a lot of that, but that's not really the point. He was like, yeah, well, there must be two different, and I guess you right. would know that if you were him, you would know that if you were an official in this game, that apparently there's a stadium clock and then there's this like TV clock or whatever it is. I don't want to argue about that. All I know is with basketball and now football and even hockey, we have moved as a society to a place where only really at the end of games we are going to parse the more stoppages, right? More mm-hmm. time to stop and look at it, and everybody just sits there for like tenths of seconds. And it's absurd. Because it never happens until the end, as if time is a different construct at right. the end of games.
All the other fractions of seconds or entire seconds that get wasted in, you know, all game long are irrelevant, but now they matter. And yeah, that's especially in the basketball example is because I think if you don't pay attention all year a lot, and then the tournament comes, you're sort of reminded, oh yeah, they do this thing. Yeah, wow. It's just ever annoying.
Why shouldn't there ever be a consideration that it takes a human being some measure of time to hit stop on the clock? Like, it isn't automatic. When the ball hits the ground or when the ball goes out of bounds in basketball, it's not when the clock stops. It's when the person who's keeping the clock mm-hmm. reacts to it. And it's close, but it's not exactly on the spot.
And if they can't stop it before it gets to all zeros, then the game should be over.
Easily.
It's not that hard.
Okay. I mean, sorry, but we're done here. That's right. Zero means zero is zero.
Right.
And the difference there to me just makes me angry even. Like, I just, I can't believe. I keep saying that and I stop myself. I can't believe it happened. Of course I can believe it happened.
I think it's okay to say you can't believe it happened. Like, this example to me is more egregious than I think almost anything we've ever seen. And it's not just because Western Michigan is, well, Western Michigan. Like, they're the, you know, it's like, you know, it's like when Michigan lost to Appalachian State or however many years ago that was. Like, it's a massive, not as massive as it would have been. I mean, Michigan was in the top 25 at number 16 or something going into the game.
They were four touchdown favorite.
Right. Okay. Fine. So, huge favorite. And, you know, Western Michigan is one of these, you know, it's a little MAC school and they're playing the big bad Big Ten team and all that. And so, but even put all that aside, like, anything like this happens, it is unbelievable to me that they took that win down. Like, the kids are on the field. It's all, you know, if the game were in Western Michigan, the fans would have been on the field, for crying out loud. And I wonder how much that impacts the decision making, because no one floods the field. The game is at the Big House in Michigan. Everyone's stunned. Oh, we lost to Western Michigan. Nobody's running on the field. They can get the teams off the field and restore order relatively quickly.
Yeah, now we're talking about like Brett Hull.
Yeah, right. Where it's just like the bell has rung, everybody. We got 5,000 people on the field, or whatever number you want here, but some number of fans. And maybe just go, well, you know what? Yeah, the replay, forget it. We're out. We got to go. Right? We're not going to try to unring this bell. It's unringable, or it can't be unrung. So I do think it is. It's unbelievable, I think, Fitz, because it still is stunning to me. I don't know what is going to happen now. I would assume nothing.
Me too.
But now, you know, Western Michigan, or really the MAC, after rolling over, well, I don't know if that was Saturday night or Sunday morning. I saw it Sunday morning. I fell asleep. And didn't know like what the responses to all this were, but you know, Sunday morning it all looked like, yeah, okay, you know, they got it right. We have to live with it, you know, go Broncos in the future kind of vibe. And now today it's, I don't know what changed, like who got involved or pushed it, but now they want the result reversed, and I just can't fathom a scenario where that happens.
Plus, there's the whistle. I mean, the clock operator is reacting to the whistle in sports, not to where they think the ball went out of bounds or whatever.
Or who touched it, right. Because the thing here is the guy that touched it, I think, leapt from out of bounds so that when he touched the ball.
That was the end of the play.
That's the end of the play. Because it was an illegal touch, I guess.
Yeah, see, you can, in these, you can often kind of talk yourself into it. Like, okay, sure, illegal touch. But
well, I used the wrong phrasing there, because if it was an illegal touch, there would have been a penalty. And that's a whole different thing. Then there's an untimed down element, probably. But I just know from watching it that they said the kid that touched it was out of bounds, therefore the clock should stop right away.
There still, though, as you know, is time needed for the official to blow the whistle and then the clock operator to respond to that. And we only just willfully ignore that when it's like this. And I just don't understand it. Like, why does nobody ever even say that? When you're basketball is the worst. Like when you're watching a basketball game and they stop the games, like there aren't enough stoppages in the last 3 minutes of a close basketball game. There's only 10 timeouts already. You just sit there and wait and wait and wait. Now we got to go to the table and see if we can't put 3/10 back on the clock. It's all the replay culture to blame. I mean, that's just, we continue to think, we collectively, I don't, you don't, we continue to think that this is all good. This is helpful. Oh, they deserved that 1 second. They put a second on the clock, by the way, on the play before. I was watching this game. They did the same thing from 8 seconds to 9. And I don't know how these clocks always work, but when you stop a clock like this at 8 seconds, it's 8 point something that's left. And I don't know, when you reset it to 9, is that 9.99 or is that 9.0? Is it only you ever hear anybody make that point?
It's
all just unnecessary.
I did not know this about the 8 to 9 seconds.
Yeah, thing, because there has to be some amount of time in there.
Yes. I think it is now this sort of thing, and then this game will, I think, maybe add to this for people who also, like us, are like-minded and hate replay. I think this is the most egregious. The clock review, I think, is the most egregious application of replay. Like if you want to tell me you got replay because you want to avoid egregious mistakes, right? Any wrongs that are obvious, clear and obvious. Use the lingo, however you want to use the lingo, right? We don't want an unjust outcome. The clock has been the clock since clocks were clocks. Like there's nothing new there. There's no, like, someone's hand to press the button or whatever, a big red easy button like Office Depot. However they stop it, they've been stopping it for all this time. Nothing has changed about that transaction, but now we're going to go pour over it. And now we're going to find out that actually game control has a slightly different clock than the clock that you're watching on the broadcast, or even the clock that the players and the coaches are watching in the stadium. It's just...
Was there a holding penalty in the third quarter that went uncalled?
Right.
Were there 30? What are we going to do about... What's the difference?
I got to stop short of saying it's evil, because, I mean, it's evil. There's no... It is not necessary. Nothing has changed about that needed to be addressed by using replay. It's not bigger, stronger, faster athletes on a smaller field or anything else that has caused it to be necessary for leagues at all, you know, all leagues, any sport you want, to feel like they need this help. Right? The clock is it's there. It's constant. Nothing has ever changed about it, and suddenly now we're going to review that. Well, you know, it turns out there was a lag. Oh, my gosh. There's always been a lag, you idiots. For 100 years, there's been a lag. And now we're going to start micro-analyzing it, and it's just...
Well, sometimes the difference is maybe not here, but how many cameras are in use at a stadium at a game versus when Western Michigan goes to play UB, they're not going to have... that kind of sophistication on the broadcast for being able to see every play from every angle. That's not necessarily a clock issue, but somebody's foot came down out of bounds, and we can't change that in that game because there's only three cameras. But in this game, there's 30.
Tuesday night action, like, yeah, whatever. Yep.
Every time you break down these things, it's just, well, they break down easily. I mean, just there's so many incongruous aspects to it, and it would just be so much better if they didn't bother. And I know that you're going to say, someone's going to say, well, this was fair. Says who? What about the 100 other things in this game that could have been called differently that might have cost 1 second even? Like, I don't know. You might feel the same way. It gets frustrating to just try to rephrase this all the time based on what the last example was, where it's not that complicated. It's just, why would the end of the game, what would seconds count differently? Well, I don't know. Somebody throws the ball away in a game. When does the clock stop? Is the clock operator supposed to stop the clock when the ball crosses the sideline? He or she wouldn't even have like a fair view of that from a press box. And then the official, I actually don't know the answer to this question. Does the official wait for the ball to land?
Before signaling incomplete?
Is that when it becomes incomplete?
Or is the side judge over there watching when the ball crosses the sideline, and then does he signal incomplete, and that's when the clock operator hits? Yeah, I don't know. Good question. Don't know.
But you don't really need to know because
no, you shouldn't.
The game is
you shouldn't need to know. But now they're trying to make us need to know. I don't listen. I don't need to know everything. I definitely don't need to know this. I mean, I like to have as much information as I can if it's useful.
This just makes you mad.
Yeah. And I think
The biggest shock is that I was watching Western Michigan on Saturday night.
Well, yeah, it was hard not to want to get there because I was watching, what the hell was I watching? I was watching another
Notre
game.
Notre Dame?
I don't remember. No.
No, that was the next night.
I can't remember what I was watching. Okay. I watched that earlier, then ended at 7:45. Whatever. I had college football on, and Twitter tells me this is happening. Like, oh, yeah, you better get to that. I want to get to that. I got to see that.
Yeah.
And
that's what I did.
Yeah. So I bet a lot of people did. I wonder if the roles had been reversed and Western Michigan, like, do they get it's the Big Ten officiating mechanism here.
Would they get one more play.
Right. No. And
there's your fans on the field point.
Right. But if they had. And everything else is the same, except the roles are reversed. Are we mad because the little underdog school that could got the extra time and they beat the behemoth? I wonder how we feel about that.
I'd have to say that I would probably feel differently. But it doesn't really change the fundamental point.
Yep.
Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. This is WGR.